Scientology uses the term re-stimulation to explain how an old engram may become active again. According to official Scientology teaching, re-stimulation occurs when something in a person's present environment resembles elements contained in an earlier engram. A sound, voice, place, sensation, person, or situation may supposedly reactivate the recording. Scientology teaches that this can produce unwanted fear, emotion, physical discomfort, or behavior, even when the person does not consciously remember the original incident. The official Church of Scientology addresses an experience many people recognize. Something happening in the present can remind us of something painful from the past. A tone of voice may make someone tense. A conflict may awaken fear of rejection. A location may bring back grief. A stressful situation may produce a strong bodily reaction before the person has fully understood what is happening. Christian ministry should not mock these experiences. The reaction may be real and distressing even when its cause is uncertain. At the same time, Christians should be cautious about assuming that every unwanted reaction proves the existence of an engram or can be explained by one spiritual or mental mechanism. Human beings are organic, embodied souls. Thoughts, emotions, memories, physical conditions, relationships, habits, beliefs, and present circumstances interact with one another. Consider the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 19. After an intense spiritual conflict, Elijah became afraid, fled for his life, and collapsed in exhaustion. God did not begin by shaming him for weak faith. Elijah was given rest, food, water, divine presence, truthful direction, and renewed purpose. That passage does not provide a clinical formula. It does show that God cares for the whole person. When someone experiences fear or an unwanted reaction, a Christian ministry leader can respond with calm and compassion. First, listen without forcing an explanation. Second, ask whether the person is presently safe. Third, help the person notice what they are thinking, feeling, and experiencing physically. Fourth, ask permission before praying, sharing scripture, or offering a Christian interpretation. Fifth, recognize the limits of the ministry role. Persistent fear, severe distress, physical symptoms, suspected trauma, or danger may require help from qualified professionals. Do not tell someone that every fear is sinful. Do not tell someone that every fear comes from an engram. Do not tell someone that genuine Christians should never experience strong emotional or bodily reactions. Psalm 56:3 gives a more compassionate response. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. The psalmist does not deny being afraid. He brings his fear into relationship with God. The gospel does not promise that Christians will never experience unwanted reactions. It promises that fear, suffering, sin, and death will not have the final word. Jesus meets people in weakness. The Holy Spirit forms courage, wisdom, self-control, and hope over time. The church becomes a community where burdens can be carried rather than hidden. Christian care does not treat the minister as a technician who controls another person's inner life. We listen, pray, speak truth, encourage wise action, protect appropriate boundaries, and refer when necessary. Then we entrust the person to Jesus Christ, who knows the whole story and cares for the whole person.